You're listening to ESPN 100.3 FM, KLRZ, La Rose, New Orleans, and the River Region.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, John.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you going to try to calm me down today? Or are you ready? I'm just asking. Are you ready? Did you watch the scrimmage?
Oh, I thought you were talking about the new NHL team.
Oh, yes. One team in one city. Very creative. Team in another city. Not so creative. We'll talk about some new names in football and in the NHL. Of course, we'll give you a couple of other headlines. It's opening day. Opening day. Pair of games tonight. No.
Oh, where's
Cubbies play tomorrow.
No, but today is opening day. And right. You said every tradition.
On the Cubs opening
day. You
didn't
state that.
No, I did. You didn't choose to listen, so.
I'll play it back.
You can play back whatever you want. Why would I wear my stuff today? Now, somebody else is wearing his, I'm assuming he's wearing his Dodger.
No one cares.
Dodger blue. Wow. Yep. No one cares. All right. I got it. Okay. Anyway, his Dodgers take on San Francisco tonight, 9 o'clock on ESPN, 6 o'clock first pitch, Yankees at the world champion Nationals. Remember, Washington won the World Series a year ago. And, that should be fun. Anyway, got some fun news today we're going to get into here in a little bit. In about 3 minutes, we'll speak with John DeShazer, color commentator for your New Orleans Pelicans. John had that game yesterday, or the scrimmage call yesterday with, you know who, the voice of the Pels, Todd Graffanini. John was in midseason form, man,
now
by the way.
Trying to drive on Thomas, pulls up right.
Oh, that's
baseline, that's, 10 feet, mid-range down.
That's so smooth. That's smoother than Billy D. Williams on a Coke 45 commercial. That's smooth, man.
How about that, huh? So we'll talk to John about his observations here in a quick sec. I got some observations. Do you have observations?
I got plenty of observations.
And I know it's a scrimmage. And you want to call me and tell me to calm down and relax? That's fine. But that is my question that I threw out there already yesterday. Our question of the day is very, very simple. What did you take out of it? Did you watch anything?
Pels right now in a 13-1 run with a 14-point lead, 29-15, as Karuch trying to stop that.
Oh.
But no. No, sir, says Jackson Hayes, who swats the attempted dunk away.
I'll tell you what, you think you've got one, and Jackson takes it away from you.
Oh, I love it so much. So that's our question, real easy, at ESPN Radio NOLA, 800-998-1003, if you'd like to chime in. Legitimately, what did you take out of it? Did you watch? Did you enjoy it? It was nice to hear JD and the Graf back at it and calling it and seeing hoops again. So let's bring in Mr. John DeShazer, color commentator for your New Orleans Pelicans here on the Pelicans Radio Network. John, how nice was it while it was in this arena to actually see the team play in another arena?
Well, I mean, think about it. You give a guy who's, you know, dying of thirst a sip of water, that's what it felt like. I mean, you know, we've been without sports for so long, and then when sports do come back, we don't have any New Orleans sports. So when we finally get a chance to see one of our teams do something, and it happens to be the Pelicans. I didn't care if they were in the bubble. I don't care if they were on the moon.
Right.
It was great to see them get back on the court and just get back to doing what they do.
All right, so let's talk about it in this way, right? Context. We're going to take it in context. We understand it's a scrimmage. And all we've had, though, John, is practice footage. Todd's been giving it to me because I'm analyzing practice footage. I'm analyzing practice photos, but that's all we had, John. And you know what? What I've seen, though, looks like a team that's locked in, look like they worked out in 4 months. They seem to be focused. They seem to have some leadership on that team. And I think I kind of saw that yesterday, right? I mean, so my context, I guess, question to you is, did you like what you saw in the context of a scrimmage?
Yeah, because this is the context that I think we should take from it or apply to it. And I said this during the broadcast. They have to establish a level of efficiency that they want to hit. And it doesn't matter who the opponent is. Yes, Brooklyn was crippled pretty much and beaten down and shorthanded. And all those things are true. But if you're the Pelicans, you can't necessarily look at the other team. You've got to look at yourself and say, okay, how do we want to execute offensively and defensively? How do we want to look sharp? Mm-hmm. What can we apply, or will we apply what we've been doing in practice? And I thought we saw great examples of that on offense and defense. You saw the ball sharing, I think 24 assists. And you saw defensively, I thought they rotated and covered for one another as well as I've seen at any point in this season. And again, it's a scrimmage, but these are things that we saw on the come when the season was suspended. So to pick up there defensively, and not just pick up, but you saw trust, because that's what defense is all about. G-Cats, you know that. Mm-hmm. You can't comfortably rotate to a guy if you don't feel like the guy you leave is going to be covered. And a lot of times you're thinking, okay, I just don't want my guy to score, so I'll stay with my guy and I won't rotate. But you saw guys just flying out and basically saying, I got this guy. Whoever's supposed to rotate for me, I know he's going to cover me. And so that was the most pleasing thing to me to see. The offense, we've seen this team perform at high levels of offense throughout the course of the season. When they share the basketball, they can be really, really lethal. But defensively is what impressed me as much as anything.
At John DeShazer's, the way to follow JD over on social media. You know, John, we heard Lonzo Ball over the weekend say their emphasis had been so far in practices in Orlando on defense. And look, that's going to... it's going to take a while to get the stamina, get the legs going, get the running up and down. I just see some bodies bent over, hands on the knees and the hips early on. It's going to take a bit, but if you play good defense, John, you can maybe get some steals, which we saw. It shortens the court. It leads to fast break opportunities, easy points, and adds to it. And the thing that I was impressed about is this team is built philosophically on pace. Only 3 turnovers in that first half. That's pretty good for, you know, their first time going full court against another team.
Yeah, handle the ball really well. And when they've gone through bad stretches of basketball, a lot of it has had to do with giving the ball away, and especially live ball turnovers where, you know, they give it up and give up a transition bucket on the other end. If you can eliminate that, or at least keep it to a minimum, because you can't eliminate it, they play at too high a pace for them to totally eliminate turnovers. But if you can minimize it, get it under control, get it to something that's manageable, then this team can be extremely efficient because, again, we know they're going to be able to score if they execute offensively. If they move the ball and they got bodies moving, they're going to score. They might have some drops where they just don't make shots, but they'll get good shots. But when you see them doing the things that they did yesterday, you know, in terms of moving the basketball and in terms of what they did defensively, those are the things, again, that just really jumped off the page for me. I liked seeing them, and they're going to have some, you know, some conditioning issues, of course. Everybody is. But the Pelicans might be built for it better than most because they're deeper. You know, they've got guys who have started games, who played a lot of minutes, who played critical minutes. So it doesn't really, you know, yeah, you might put Frank Jackson out there and will he play 25, 28 minutes for you? No. But he might be able to go out there and give you a really good, solid 8 to 10 minutes.
Right.
If Nikhil Alexander-Walker comes back and plays well, you know, he had the wrist injury, now he can get back in the rotation and play some. If Jahlil Okafor is going to play anywhere resembling what he did in the scrimmage, then he's going to be able to help you out. So, you know, those are things that you can count on for the Pelicans because all of these are guys who played minutes earlier in the season, who've had a taste of it, and who can be in the rotation.
Those two guys in particular stood out, obviously, yesterday, speaking to John DeShazer, color right here on the Pelicans Radio Network. You know, Jordan loves himself some Jahlil, so we'll talk a little bit about them. But also, you know, look, Nah was somebody that coach and a couple of the players said has been standing out. I love social media. You love Twitter, right? Shot selection for Nikhil, all of them. But he had 14 points, 4 boards, 4 assists, 3 turnovers. Look, here's the thing. You can see the talent in him, JD, and it's just really about if he doesn't turn the ball over and just can run the offense, that's what you want, right? In this offense, we've seen with Lonzo and his growth, really when we turn the calendar to 2020, if you can just run the offense and don't turn the ball over, this offense can be dangerous.
Yeah, watching Lonzo will be a great apprenticeship for him because the thing with Nikhil and Frank Jackson to a degree and young players in general, you get limited minutes. So, you know, you get that 3-minute spurt and you want to do everything in those 3 minutes. You're just, you know, going 1,000 miles an hour. And when you do that, when you don't let the game come to you, when you don't slow down, everything goes wrong for you because you're out there forcing things. And all of a sudden, it looks like you have no concept of what you're doing. It looks like you have no business out there. And we saw some moments during the season where Nikhil's head looked like it was swimming, and Frank Jackson's head looks like it was swimming. If you can get those guys to take a deep breath, slow down, and just execute, because they're, again, if you're just in the offense, if you're just running the offense, the shots will come. The ball's going to find the open guy. There's no need to force something. And if you don't get up a shot in those 2, 3, 4 minutes you're out there, so what? Just be solid in everything else. But you don't have to do everything at once, because that's what's going to earn the trust of your teammates. And more importantly, it's going to earn the trust of your coach, who controls your minutes. So that's what you want to do. You want to go out there and be effective in however many limited minutes you have. A great guy to watch is Etuan Moore. Etuan Moore can sit on the bench for 49 straight games and not play a minute. In the 50th game, he can come off the bench and give you something. That's a consummate professional. And I know it's easy to say, you know, because Etuan Moore has been around for a while and the young guys want to get out and impress. But you've got to take your lessons from the older guys in those situations, because they've handled it before and they can tell you best how to handle it.
Etuan Moore had 14 points last night. You know, when the Pels made that turnaround after that 13-game losing streak, John, and for them to be put in this position to be invited to the bubble, make a run to a postseason spot, he had a key, right, part of that season where he was leading the team in scoring, and he was doing all kind of different things.
Yeah, he's solid. He's a solid vet. He isn't going to do a lot of things that are going to hurt you. He might not go out there and get you, you know, 17 points in a quarter, but he'll get you 7. He'll get you good looks. He'll get in the lane and drop a floater. He'll make an open 3. He'll do the things that just keep you solid. Again, not jump off the page, but he'll be solid. He's a fairly accurate 3-point shooter. He's a guy who gives you some veteran leadership, and he gives you poise. Mm-hmm. He's not going to panic. He ain't going to do something that's just out of left field and just sideways because there's some pressure applied. He's going to stay solid, and he's going to stay within the things that he can do. And that's what you, again, that's what you want to teach younger guys to do. Look, man, this is what you do well. Stay in this box right here, and as you get better at this, then we'll expand your box. And then once you figure out everything that you can do, you throw it all out there. But right now, this is what you do really good. Etuan Moore knows what he does really well that can help an NBA team. And so he does those things when he goes on the court.
Two final questions for John DeCesar, part of the Pelicans Radio Network, along with the Graph, making those calls. Last night in a 99-68 Pelicans win in this scrimmage. Look, Brandon Ingram and Drew Holiday didn't play a lot of minutes. B.I., 12 points in the almost 11 minutes, just shy of that. Drew Holiday, 10 as well. That's kind of what Coach said he wanted to do and see a lot of those young guys. And again, though, analyzing practice footage. I'm driving Todd nuts, John. But when I did, you know, it's nice to see B.I. knocking down shots. And I've always said this. These guys are really good. They're at the top of their profession. And if you can shoot, you can shoot. It's about getting your legs and stamina back. But again, it was nice to see in a little amount of minutes, B.I. being B.I., Drew being Drew, and, you know, guys looking like they're supposed to.
You know, those two guys you don't worry about because they've got just skills. B.I.'s got... he's got elite-level skills to me. He's a guy who you can put him in situations where he can get himself a bucket or he can get his teammates a bucket or he can get to the foul line. And to me, that's what a closer is. You put him in those situations, is he going to close well all the time? No. But once he gets a good taste of it and figures it out, he'll get his confidence and he'll be a lot more efficient at it. And Drew, look, man, Drew, his demeanor doesn't change. His facial expressions don't change. Every now and then you might see him, you know, talk to the official, but even then you don't see him woofing a whole lot. I mean, he's just, you know, a guy who goes about his business, a lockdown defender. You know, he's a guy who you feel secure when Drew's on the court. You feel comfortable. You know, you feel safe because you throw him out there and you say, okay, go guard Kawhi. And he's like, okay, go guard Westbrook. Okay, go out there and get a couple of swings at LeBron. Okay. I mean, he'll just go out there, and it doesn't matter who it is. And a lot of times, he's overmatched, man. We've seen some situations where Drew gives up, you know, 4 or 5 inches and 40 pounds,
right,
and he's still in there, you know, guys trying to post him up, and he's, you know, stripping the ball away from him and those kinds of things. He's a guy you want to have on the floor at all times. So, you know, getting those guys, getting their legs back under him and B.I. especially, you know, as you go along, that's going to be critical. How fast can you get him back up to NBA conditioning? Right. I don't know, G-Cat. That's the question that's got to be answered, because here's the thing for the Pelicans. They got to hit the ground running.
Yeah.
This ain't a situation like, you know, the Lakers or Milwaukee where, you know, they're pretty locked in and secure and they can kind of meander around for a couple of games and then turn it up. The Pelicans are in it right now, and they got to hit the ground running. So, you know, you got to get those guys back into kind of game shape as quickly as possible and hopefully as safely as possible. So that's going to be the task for them right now.
John, we wrap up with obviously something that I'm sure you liked as well as I did, the press release from the team yesterday on Zion, because I'm sure you get asked as much as we do. We don't know anything, but what was good in the statement by the team, John, was that he's been being tested. He's tested negative, and he plans to return. I guess those are the things that you want to hear, and that's a good thing, and especially when you watch that scrimmage yesterday, you realize Zion wasn't even a part of that, and I'm still closing my eyes and envisioning that bounce pass from Ball to him in the right block where he turns and dunks off an inbound play because no one's stopping that. So that's the good thing, right, John?
Yeah, it's good to see that he's staying healthy. And the situation, whatever the situation is that he had to depart the team for, you hope that that situation is improving. You want him to be safe because, look, if it, you know, anybody who has a family, and right. And that means all of us, if your family is ailing, if somebody is sick, if somebody is ill, whatever the situation is, look, man, if you love them, you can't concentrate on no hoops. The hoops don't mean nothing to you if somebody is really in some trouble and some stress at home. So, you know, hopefully it's a situation where, you know, things are getting better with whatever the family situation is. And if he's staying healthy, that's good, too, because you know, he doesn't have to, you know, step back and, you know, maybe he can jump right back into it with the minimal quarantine situation and get back on the court as soon as possible.
John, appreciate the time this afternoon. It was great listening to you and Todd yesterday, man, with the call. It was fun. I'm sure it was a little different and odd being as it was, but you got to call it. Next one is Saturday, and you can hear it right here on ESPN New Orleans. Again, check it out on the team's website. JD, thank you for your time, sir.
I appreciate it, Kat. Look, man, we did it yesterday. But as I told Graf, I don't ever pass this year want to get used to calling games like that.
Right.
Hopefully we can get people back in the arena and get the team back in the arena. Cause
I know.
It was strange.
Yeah. I know you do miss the reaction, right, after a big three or slot.
Oh, yeah,
I mean, just
man.
You miss that reaction. And the NBA and hoops is such a game where you get that instant reaction. And, again, I just close my eyes and still remember – When the Hornets, you know, were one game away from the Western Conference Finals, that series against the Spurs when they beat the Mavs, I'll tell people, let's say it's not a basketball town, I'm like, well, then you weren't in that arena. Because that when CP almost got the MVP, lost it to Kobe, I mean,
Should've been incredible.
Should
have been
incredible.
The MVP.
Yeah, I hear you. Thank you, John.
All right, Kat.
There he goes. John DeShazer. He and the Graf has got the calls for you. Did you have fun listening yesterday? I mean, you and I were texting back and forth, man, during the scrimmage. I had to calm myself down. I kept typing on Twitter.
Like, you got to remember, there's a bunch of, like, I wouldn't say nobodies, but.
Well, again, that's a team that's in the playoffs.
As everyone's saying, you have, when you play those types of teams, you have to take care of business, and that's exactly what the Pelicans do.
I mean, we whooped that team's tail. Well, they didn't have, you know, Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant. I get it, but. My point that I'm going to bring up next segment, we'll hear from Coach Gentry and Brandon Ingram following the game last night, is this. A good way to tell how good your team is how deep they are, right? So when we watched the Saints the last couple of years in preseason, we watched the second and third string and fourth string look better than the other team's second and third string, right? Gives you an idea how deep and good they are. Starters are starters against starters. But that's what I'm getting at. Yesterday, primarily, Coach Gentry showed us the second half of this team, the second part of this team, and it wasn't even a question it was the better team. So that's why I'm excited. I want your opinions, though. 800-998-1003. Next guest in all the way to 115, Schmidt Dua will give his take. So the rest of the way, sound and phone calls. Tweets as well as the Sports Hangover Hour 1 is brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King, 504-909-KING. You're listening to your home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans.
And so really matters to me.
Oh,
Offshore workers are among the most important members of the Gulf Coast workforce. When a person working offshore or on a vessel is injured, the effects on their family can be devastating. At the King Firm, we are proud to have experience with these types of cases and make it a priority to see that our clients receive just compensation and are treated fairly. If you've been injured, don't play the game of claims with the insurance companies. Ring the King at 504-909-KING or 888-241-8766.
Are you tired of waiting in the big box stores?
Customer needs assistance in appliances. Never mind. Customer went to Rod Superstore.
Tired of the big box service in the store and after? Then come to Rod Superstore for name brand appliances from Frigidaire, Maytag, Whirlpool, Speed Queen, Sub-Zero, and Wolf. Rod's has knowledgeable salespeople to help with your kitchen design and appliance purchase. Rod's also has an in-house factory service department servicing only what we sell, leaving you without the long wait for service. Washers and dryers, refrigerators and freezers, dishwashers and ranges, most in stock for immediate delivery. Rod's has been a locally owned appliance center since 1984 and continues to service the Tri-Parish area for years to come. Rod's Superstore. 808 Barrow Street, Oma. Washers and dryers, refrigerators and freezers, dishwashers and ranges. Rod Superstore, 808 Barrow Street, Oma.
Tired of your current vehicle? Ready for something fresh? Greg LeBlanc Toyota in Houma is having a trade-in sale.
Trade-in sale.
Even though you don't like your current vehicle, they want it. And we'll give you the low Greg LeBlanc Toyota pricing.
Plus, give you more for your trade.
Bring your trade and upgrade to the new 4Runner, Tundra, Camry, or Highlander you've been wanting.
Get started now.
Shop at GregLeBlancToyota.com, where your satisfaction is their number one priority. Our goal is to save every buyer $2,000. Greg LeBlanc Toyota in Houma.
Advanced Eye Institute in Cutoff is your hometown eye care provider. Dr. Darby Chasson is here to serve the eye care needs of your entire family. Full-service eye medical and vision services are provided in a friendly atmosphere. For the latest in designer frames to advancements in astigmatism and bifocal contact lenses, call Advanced Eye Institute at 985-632-2884 for your appointment today or visit their website at visionsource-drdarbychasson.com.
He's back.
He's like the thing that wouldn't shut up.
He's got his own catchphrase.
He's the best invention since they started frosted Pop-Tarts.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
Bell's up by 25, 3:40 to go. Okafor, between the legs, spins right block. What a nifty move! And got it off the window and rattled in.
John with some shimmy shake on Lance Thomas on that one.
Okay, Okafor can put the ball in the hole.
Oh, about that, huh? Shimmy, shimmy, yay, shimmy, yo. What's it, what you got with that, man? I mean, you, I thought you'd be loving right now.
I am loving him right now.
You like him? Ja?
I told you this.
Jillio?
I told you this.
I know you've told me all of this.
He just needed some time.
Oh, is that what that is?
Needed some time in the team to.
Just saying, man. Ja was all over the place yesterday, dude.
Inbound to Ja underneath.
Oh, my goodness.
Unstoppable.
Oh, my goodness. That's Jared Allen, who's a pretty good defender. And he walked through Jared Allen's chest. Now, Jared Allen, a little light in the pants, but still, Ja Okafor.
Right hand flush.
Mistreated him.
10 points for him. 5 of 7 from the field. That's not bad when your shooting percentage is 71%. Huh, Jordan? 71%. It's pretty good. Nikhil Alexander-Walker had 14. Etuan Moore had 14 points in the scrimmage yesterday. Brandon Ingram, 12. Drew Holiday, 10. Look, Jackson Hayes, again, very active, right? Didn't you like how active he was? 5 rebounds?
Well, it almost looked like what he did in the G League, not this past offseason, if you want to call this hiatus an offseason. But the one when they first started the season – before the season, and Frank
talking about the summer league,
yeah, the summer league. Okay. He was balling,
yeah,
and I think that's what you kind of saw from him. And I know they mentioned it during the broadcast that when he did get his playing time on the court, he was trying to rush things because he had limited minutes. And now, seeing last night when he has more time to play in, he could kind of settle into that role that Alvin Gentry is envisioning for
him. You know what? I like Josh Hart, especially since, of course, yesterday, once again, he went out for, what's up, how you doing? Congratulations to Lonzo and didn't get reciprocated. Actually, Lonzo Ball tweeted back. He was asking and talking about the play. He wasn't trying to ignore him again because, once again, Josh Hart, the video looks like he's reaching out to get some dap, and they didn't get, you know, reciprocated, and Lonzo's looking the other way. But Lonzo did tweet clarification. He was asking about the play. Now, he still had his arm extended, didn't get it, but, you know. Jordan, I've never done that to you, huh? You've never, like, reached out to give me dap or five, and I just kind of looked at you?
I don't think I've done that. Maybe one time.
Really? I don't remember doing that. I think you're making that up.
Nope.
Making that up completely. Anyway. So, yeah, I'd love to hear from you what you thought of the 99-68 Pelicans win in the scrimmage. It's the first of three before they start tipping off the restart of the NBA season next Thursday. So a week from today, they will do so. The next scrimmage is against the Nuggets, 7:30 p.m. Would you say the Nuggets are a team that a lot of people are talking about in Orlando practice-wise, basically because of Jokic and Ball? And Bowl?
Bowl.
Yeah, Bowl. Yeah, well, I mean, both of those guys apparently are just crushing it.
He went basically coast to coast. He grabbed the rebound and just pulled up.
They're giving him goes. They're, you know, passing it to one another. They're on stop. I mean, Bowl's basically, what is he, like 12 feet tall? I mean, he's...
I wouldn't exaggerate it that much.
Well, okay, 11 and a half.
No, he's not.
I mean, he's like basically, he's taller than the rim.
I think he's like 8 feet.
Ridiculous.
Close to eight.
Well, I'm not that far off, am I? Not that far off. Goodness gracious.
They beat the Washington Wizards 89-82.
All right. Let's hear from Alvin Gentry after the game. What did he think of that scrimmage?
Yeah, I'm happy with most of the things that happened. I still think we've got to get a little better on our closeouts. You know, we also talking about a team that's, I mean, totally depleted. Let's tell it like it is, you know. But for us, it was about us more so than it was about Brooklyn. We wanted to see how we would react to certain things, and I thought we did a good job of, number one, flying around defensively, and number two, I thought offensively we did a good job of playing unselfishly and finding the guys. I thought we shot the ball from three well in the first half. I think we had 10 threes. Didn't shoot it very good from three in the second half. But all in all, for the first time out, I thought I was really happy with the way things turned out. And we just got to continue to try to get better and go back to practice and work on the things that we need to improve on.
I mean, look, he did say it. I get it. And that's why I began the conversation with John DeShazer about context. You're looking at this in context. And I get they're depleted. They don't have a lot of their stars. I understand that. That said, though, that's what it should look like, right? I mean, right? I mean, but that's my point, though. If you're a team that didn't have talent, you're a team that's not good, then that game is, it's not like it looked like that. I mean, again, I get it's a scrimmage. I get they didn't have their players, but my eyes looked at it and said, that is a substantially more talented team that's wearing New Orleans on their chest. I mean, right? I mean, did you see that? I mean, that's what I mean by this, right?
Well, not only that, but I saw Pelicans, team that didn't do this well during the regular season, and that is not turning the ball over.
Turnovers.
And yeah. In 2.5 quarters when I was watching, I want to say there was only 4 turnovers.
It was 3 in the first half.
Yeah,
that's it.
Yeah, and then I think halfway through the third, it was turned to 4.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if they keep up that type of play against these 8 regular season game teams, then I think they have a fighting chance to make it into the playoffs.
I mean, can't you hear Todd's voice? From October to March, every time we'd have him on or we did Pelicans walkthrough, what did he always say? It's turnovers. I mean, like, he would constantly say that's the one thing that killed this team when they would lose. It was turnovers. Coach Gentry, on the conditioning aspect of what he saw last night.
You know, I don't know. I think we're in pretty good shape, but, you know, when you miss the amount of time that we did, it's going to take a little time to get there. Now, I think our guys have worked exceptionally hard. I think a lot of teams here would say the same thing, is that it's just a matter of them trying to find that second gear or getting into the area where, you know, you can hit the wall and then get through the wall. So, you know, you're going to have to play more people than you would normally play. I don't know if you can play guys in really long stretches right now, but we'll continue to try to work on conditioning and get better.
Ball movement, another key aspect of this team's philosophy. You always want to see ball movement, right? I mean, I want to say whether it's this season, the AD era. Well, one of the things that absolutely would just – couch cushions got thrown. Things got whatever. I mean, we're just aggravated. Pelicans fans, Hornets fans, this lack of ball movement.
Yeah, last
night. Watching the shot clock tick away, you know?
Last night, yesterday, I was very entertained by, it almost looked like Spurs basketball with passing the ball around the perimeter and right. finding the open man inside the paint. It was just beautiful basketball from what I saw last
night. Coach Gentry and the ball movement.
I think we all tried to pass the ball. I know it's something that we've talked to Brandon about, and I thought he did a good job of trying to find open people over the floor of the game. So, you know, we're a very unselfish team, and, you know, we were in the top five in assists in the NBA, and I think we'll continue to get better in that area also.
800-998-1003. When we come back, we'll take your phone calls. Love to get your opinions and thoughts on it. And I know it's a scrimmage, but you know what? It's the first time you've seen the Pelicans in action since March. What did you think, Pels fans? I want to hear from you. And also the update the team gave yesterday on Zion. He's testing every day. It's come back negative so far. He plans on rejoining the team. No timetable. That's basically what they said yesterday. Hour one's brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King, 504-909-KING. It's the Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
How much money would you like to save just by doing something you're already doing? How about 40%? With Allstate, safe drivers can save 40% just by doing something they're already doing. Driving safe. That's right, 40% just by driving safe. Visit Allstate.com or call a local agent for a quote today and see just how much you can save when you drive safe with Allstate.
Not available in every state. Savings vary based on DriveWise and other safe driving discounts. Subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
You know what's not healthy? Stressing about work. Or maybe you're out of work. Stop. Hit reset. You can start a new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months from the comfort of your own home, even if you have zero computer experience. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. Live online classes meet just twice a week, and emergency relief grant of up to $3,500 is available to those who qualify. It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu.
Indeed knows you've got big goals for your business, and we understand hiring is a crucial part of that. You need to hire people who will make a real impact. Indeed can help you find those important hires faster, while paying only for what you need without any long-term contracts, thanks to our super flexible payment options. Start finding your important hire today with a free $75 credit for your first job post, and get in front of more quality candidates. Go to Indeed.com/high impact. That's Indeed.com/high impact. Terms and conditions apply.
Golic and Wingo.
The thing that I look at and go, oh, wow, all right, good for the NBA is they've got a detailed plan for that. Like, just how buttoned up, just how prepared and planned they were. They could never have, you know, expected or hoped that Zion would have to deal with something this, you know, potentially tragic for whatever's going on in his family. But they had something ready. Should someone have to leave the bubble, this is exactly the protocol that we've got going forward. This is exactly the standard you have to meet before you can return back to the bubble to preserve everyone's safety. And so I looked at the planning portion of this from the NBA and said, all right, that's an example of job well done. If you're looking for reasons to feel more comfortable about the bubble environment and the NBA potentially being able to go through with this, this level of detail for a situation that you expect to be the overwhelming minority of things that happen for players is a check mark in that box.
Golic and Wingo, weekdays at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN2.
That man's got some stones.
Believe me, he is no wuss.
His legend lives on.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
Let's see. What do I pick? Do I go here? Do I go? Let's go a little Drew Holiday.
Now Ingram with a left hand. Kick it left corner. Drew Holiday, wide open three. Perfect.
That's the way you drive, kick. If you get into the heart of the defense, it has to collapse. It has to respect you. And then kick to the wide open jump shooter.
So nice to have fresh new highlights, huh? Fresh new highlights here on the Pelicans Radio Network. Again, the next scrimmage, Saturday night, 7:30, against the Nuggets. That'll be an interesting one. Lee, thanks for calling us here on the Sports Hangover, sir. How are you this Thursday?
Hey, Gus, doing good, man. We couldn't watch the game on NBA TV. I don't understand how they would black it out, but couldn't watch it on NBA TV, but we did listen on radio. Which was pretty cool. And my take from it is simple. Why not us? That's all I was saying. Why not us? I mean, we're a young team. I think the team is in the best condition. Mm-hmm. I think the team that's in the best condition and have the deepest bench, we check both of those boxes, has a chance in this little tournament. It's a tournament, and that's not really a distinct home court advantage, so to speak. So why not us? And that's the way I'm looking at it. I'm like, look, I don't care if it's a shortened season, if it's an asterisk. I don't care. The Larry O'Brien is the Larry O'Brien. And I think if the rest of these teams, if the rest of the teams feel like I feel, then yeah, they can match up well with just about anybody, maybe except the Lakers. But I think we're deep enough on the bench that when AD and LeBron not in the game, we can make runs and keep their breaks shorter and maybe wear them up down. You know, if we go to game seven with the Lakers, you know, who knows, right? Who knows? It could be a toss-up game where AD and LeBron is just exhausted from all the playing time they have to play, because when they're out of the game, the Pelicans are making runs. I mean, I'm just thinking, if I'm the coach, I'm just flooding them with fresh legs the whole time I'm playing them, because the best way to beat them is to have them on the bench or wear them down to the point where they're doing all the work and they're too tired to be as effective as they would be if they had fresh legs. So I'm just looking at it from an X and O standpoint, a basketball standpoint, that being as young as we are, we can play with anybody in that particular league. You know, I think the toughest matchup would be Milwaukee. But hey, I would take that matchup in a finals or in a semifinals. So that means we made some noise in the tournament and we ought to be respected. So that's where I'm looking at it. I'm looking at it from the standpoint, hey guys, we got these whatever 2 months. Let's make the 2.5 month run and win this thing.
Wow. Well,
why not? Why not?
I like, all right, so why not us and why not what Lee is saying? Jordan, yesterday I thought I was getting out ahead of myself when I kept texting you. I'm like, you know what? I want LA. I want that first round series. I want LA. I text Travis. You know, he was like, you don't want this smoke. That's fine. I'm with you. I think just getting this experience and getting, you know, this practice time, getting this, what basically is going to feel like a playoff, right, Lee? I mean, you got to win as many of these eight games as possible. So that pressure of not being able to lose many, that's going to help them grow. And more importantly, if they can get into a series, you're going to learn from it one way, shape, or form. So, I I'm with you. And in terms of your why not us, here's the one thing that is very unique about this. This situation's never been done before, right? I mean, so we don't know what this is going to entail and how it's going to affect those teams. So you bring up some interesting points. Youth, they look like they're in shape. They look like they can score. They look like they might be some depth. So I hear what you're saying. Why not us? So let's see what happens.
And if I'm Coach Sisley, I'm looking at everybody on the team. I'm telling guys, it don't matter who starts the game. Everybody's going to get a chance to play. We're going to need everybody to play, because the bottom line is this is a tournament and we need to outlast everybody else in this tournament. The best way I can think to do it is to run. Run them in the ground. The way we can run them in the ground is we got 15 thoroughbreds on our roster that can go in the game and play. I have confidence in each and every guy on this team, whether you're in the starting role or you coming off the bench. Because guess what? The next time we play, you might be one of my starting five. That's mm-hmm. just to keep the other team off balance. I'm telling you, man, I just think, look at it as, okay, let's populate the court. Let's get a valuable shot up. Let's keep running up and down the court, doing what we're doing, spacing, or sharing the basketball. We don't let anybody down. We play. And all we have to do is weather the storm. There'll be storms where LeBron might go off for 10 straight or 11 straight or 12 straight. Let's just weather that. Get through it. He can't play the whole game for 7 games. He's not gonna be able to play 40+ minutes every game. So let's go ahead on and do what we do and keep it close when they're in the game, and when they're on the bench, we make our runs. We make our runs when they're on the bench and make them have to catch up when they're in the game off the bench.
Lee's already breaking down the first round series, man. Lee's ready to go. Lee is ready to go. I love it.
The formula is there, man. The formula is there. And I believe in this team. I believe in this squad. You know, and with Zion, there's no pressure on Zion. But you see, he's got a good basketball team. With him not being there, they're great with him there. But with him not there, they can still win. There's no pressure. No pressure on him. So he can really, really shine in, with this squad. But there's no pressure on his shoulders to win. He don't have the pressure. So he can come in there and just do him. And that's what I like about this young team, man. I'm pumped. I mean, I was pumped before the COVID thing happened. I was pumped. I'm like, they was on the come. The Pelicans was on the come.
Right.
And now look at it. They are, man, I'm telling you, they just picked right back up where they left off, in my opinion. I mean, from what I heard, I didn't see it, but from what I heard, coming and retiring and painting a great picture, listening to it through the radio, from what I saw, man, or from what I heard, I'm like, you know what? Why not us?
All right. So, Lee, I'm going to put you down. I'm going to put you down here on the yellow legal pad I got in front of me. Lee, colon, why not us? As of 12:40 p.m., July 23rd.
He's joined Bubbles Train. We have a circus train.
All
and
right.
Lee has joined it as the co.
Wow. Conductor.
Conductor. Conductor. I was trying to think of it.
Yes. That's fine, Lee. I got room for you up here in the engine. I got room for you. We're good.
Hey, mark it down, man. Mark it down. You seen the formula? I don't know how many times we talked about it, and you said it yourself when AD was here, how we just get frustrated with him jacking up threes. Like,
oh, my gosh.
What are you doing? What are you doing?
Yeah, I could feel the coronaries tightening, you know, sometimes watching those games. Just in a lead or in a close game, and there they are. Wee! Just jacking up threes. I'm like, what are you doing? I'm like, just nothing agitated. And then he goes to L.A. and all of a sudden he's, you know.
L.A.
Oh, yeah. Right. I mean, he goes to L.A. and all of a sudden he's the greatest paint player you've ever seen before. I mean, like, where was that in New Orleans? Just one game. Right. It could have been great.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
All right. That's what, hey, man. All I can say is I can't wait for the official season to tip off and when that happens, I mean, you got me marked down as why not us. So
yep, that's
right. All I'm saying, why not us?
All right, Lee is marked down. Why not us? As of July 23rd, our number one.
All right, Doug.
All right, Lee. Thank you, buddy. Have a good rest of the week. And remember, Jordan, if in Saturday's scrimmage against the Nuggets they don't look good, it's a scrimmage. That's how we operate. That's how it works, right? If Jokic and Bol just are just
games don't mean nothing.
I mean, crushing us in the paint. They have 75 points in the paint in the first quarter. It's just a scrimmage.
75 points in the paint in the first quarter.
It's just a scrimmage.
They do that just give them the championship now.
Yeah, I mean, there's no Zion. It's just a scrimmage. Now we look like we did last night against the Nuggets.
We cook it.
Why not us?
We cook it with something.
That's the beauty of being a fan. That's the beauty of it. 800-998-1003. Got some news in the boxing world. Are you excited about this or not? Let's talk about it when we come back. Sports Hangover on ESPN New Orleans.
In the oil and gas industry, Joe Septic Contractors caters to oil field clients, offering vacuum truck service for offshore tanks, vessels, or treatment plants containing sewage or gray water. Their rental department offers state-of-the-art offshore portable toilets with cages and certified safety slings for easy maneuvering, also holding tank rentals and portable hand washing stations. So call Joe Septic Contractors 24/7 at 985-632-5592 in Cutoff, Thibodeau, Fouchon, and Abbeville, or visit their website at joeseptic@viscom.net.
Today, pros have to do whatever it takes. The Home Depot is here to make that easier. We've got the products you know and trust on our app, delivery options to get what you need exactly where you need it, and a delivery tracker that keeps you up to date on the status of your order so you can keep doing what you do best, whatever it takes to get the job done. The Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Ever wonder just how far an extra mile really goes? Drive a Mercedes-Benz van and find out. Start with a network of over 250 authorized dealerships. Backed by a sales force ready to help you with everything from customization and service to financing options. They offer a variety of vans, like the durable Mercedes-Benz Sprinter or versatile Mercedes-Benz Metris, each tailored to match your work or play lifestyle. With options like blind spot assist and active lane keeping assist, plus MBUX voice command technology for directions, weather forecast, comfort control, and more.
The route is being calculated.
So whether you're enjoying life on the trail or working hard on the job, see how far an extra mile can really go by taking the first step into an authorized Mercedes-Benz van dealership for a test drive today. Mercedes-Benz vans.
Some equipment described as optional.
We all make promises, big and small, tested over time and distance, tried by circumstances and decisions.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
I do solemnly swear to bear true faith and allegiance.
To help you when you're in need.
To tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
To be considerate and caring. Courageous and strong.
For better.
For worse.
In sickness and in health.
To love and cherish.
To be your loving, faithful friend.
Partner,
child,
parent,
neighbor.
One of our most important commitments is to support our nation's veterans. Learn how you can help a veteran going through a difficult time by visiting maketheconnection.net.
It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Now back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengau.
All right. Sometimes not sound is very telling. Jordan, you ready for this?
Stop. Beep.
Ooh. Woo. There it is. One more time.
Stop. Beep.
That is 54-year-old Mike Tyson. You know, getting ready, practicing.
Stop. Beep.
I'm sorry. Not a shot am I taking one of those jabs, right? Ain't happening. Don't shake your head. You're gonna like this right here. This is good stuff. An exhibition match coming to you in September. It's gonna happen. He's gonna face Roy Jones Jr. September 12th, Jordan. September 12th. An exhibition match on pay-per-view and the multimedia platform Triller. According to the news release, there's also going to be a 10-part docuseries on Triller leading up to the fight. So you can see both guys get ready for it and why he's doing this. Now, Tyson said that, you remember, because what happened, like he became kind of viral, right? Over the last, I would say, year, Jordan, where like you see him like in the lobby or something or with a celebrity or just somebody comes up and talks to him and, you know, he kind of demonstrates the 1-2 dip, you know, jab, you know, cross hook sort of thing. And people were like, oh my gosh, look at the speed. And he said it kind of refueled the passion to fight again. He hasn't fought since 2005. And he lost to Kevin McBride. You know who that is, huh? The Kevin McBride?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Kevin McBride.
So 2005 was the last time Tyson, 50-6 overall, Jones Jr., who's 51. Did you think he was that old, Roy Jones Jr.? If he was that old, 51, you don't know, you don't care. What's wrong with you? What did he tweet?
What?
Because no, you were just fine, and then you looked at something LeBron just tweeted, and all of a sudden your entire like demeanor just what? What did he tweet?
Now time to begin prepping for my night out of the town, a.k.a. the stage.
There we go. There it is.
He's playing the Dallas Mavericks tonight, Luka Doncic.
Oh, it's well.
And Kristaps Porzingis.
If you thought Lee and me were on the scrimmage bandwagon, you just watch if he drops anything. First dunk. I mean, it's gonna break Twitter, right? Greatest scrimmage dunk you've ever seen? Yeah, exactly. What you're doing right now,
you know,
your face in the hand And you shaking your head left and right. Yeah.
Instead of watching the Dallas Mavericks and the Los Angeles Lakers, you should probably tune into Pelicans Weekly with Todd Graffanini.
You should. Yeah.
Right here on ESPN.
Trajan Langdon will be the key interview in Pelicans Weekly coming up right after Matt Moscona and after further review. So Jones says, I've been trying to enjoy retirement, but people don't seem to want to let me retire. They keep calling me, telling me that Mike wants to come back and that you'd be a great opponent for Mike. We always wanted to see it, but I would have preferred it back then. Tyson is a hell of a specimen still. Still a problem to deal with. But at the same time, life is life. You only live once. You want to know what it's like? You go in there and see. You still got to see. How about that? Are you excited? Huh?
Ooh, I just got an email from Raphael.
Yahoo Sports reporting Andy Foster, the executive director of the California State Athletic Commission, said he believes there won't be headgear, but that the boxers will be using 12-ounce gloves. So there you go. By the way, the props are up already from Rafael Esparza. Go ahead.
Yeah, so Mike Tyson is minus 300, and Roy Jones Jr. is plus 200. So that's some interesting odds out there. Rafael, really quick with getting those odds out for us.
In all honesty, how many pair of 50-year-olds you think could go out there right now and just smoke people? I mean, did you see like some of these videos that Mike Tyson has right now while he's training? Yikes, man, huh? Yay, nay? Would you do it? You'd step in the ring right now? Not a shot. I mean, I'm sorry. The look that he has, man, at the end when he goes, I'm back.
I don't think I have a punch strong enough to even hurt,
hurt
a pillow.
No, not him. Not him. Something like that. You know, you might land. I don't know if you could, actually. I don't know.
You know,
you weren't around, man. You weren't around. You couldn't understand. You couldn't, cause people listening right now that remember his prime. It went something like this. Ding, ding. Fight starts, all right, and he comes charging out of the corner.
All right, it's over.
And it's on. I mean, it's pa, 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 pa. And I mean, you're under siege. You hadn't even had a chance to, like, get into, like, accustomed to the ring yet. I mean, you have to start swinging because he runs at you. He runs at you and just starts launching.
I would be running around the ring just so
you can't. There is no running. You don't understand what I just said.
I know.
Ding, ding, and he comes running at you, and then just pop, pop, just starts fighting you. He starts punching.
No.
You got the sense and feel that if it was 10 seconds, he was already angry, didn't get you down. And then by the time it got to 20 seconds, he's really angry, and now he's just ticked off by 30 seconds in the first round that he's still in there right now.
I'd fall before he punches me, that way I could have at least,
you take a dive?
I have 9 seconds, get back up. And then fall right back down, get another 9 seconds.
You laugh, but Rafael, when we have him on tomorrow, he'll tell you. I mean, the bets weren't if someone would beat Mike Tyson. The bets were, how long could you last?
That would be my strategy.
Yeah, no, that's what it was. It was just, and people, I'm telling you, people forget this, or you never experienced this. Morning talk shows, sports talk shows, DJ shows. Joey remembers this. People would talk about how long you could last for $1 million. Like, would you take $1 million? And your strategy, you just said, was talked about around water coolers, parties, backyard barbecue grills. I promise you, in this prime, so many people would talk about what you just said. All right, dude, I'm just going to run the ring.
Fall for 9 seconds.
The first punch, I'm falling. It's not, hopefully not enough that he catches me in the face so I can, you know, take a knee, get up at 9, hold him. If I can make it out of the first round, I have a side bet my mom and dad would make, to make another $1,000. I mean, so many different strategies on how to last a minute, much less the round. Because you just don't just go YouTube. You're a YouTuber, right? You love the YouTube. You know,
I'm not a YouTuber.
No, but you love to use YouTube to go look at highlights. Just go watch Mike Tyson. Just type in Mike Tyson first round KOs.
I've seen a couple.
I mean, it's ding ding, and he just runs right out, and it's on. Like you're on defense immediately. Now some boxers did try to counter. Here he comes. You know what was coming. So they would wait. They'd like take two steps and wait, or they would run out to center rings and try to start throwing and wailing. There's only one problem. Because he's small. He's short. He does that dip, dip, pa-pa. you're done. Oh, I'm in. I want to see this. I'm ready. What you got? You ready? Huh?
I'm always ready to watch a big pay-per-view fight.
Okay. All right.
I might not know, like, the background story about it.
Let me say this.
But I'll watch it.
There's a picture of both men kind of flexing, showing themselves. You got a little sweat on their shirts, sweat rings. Both of them kind of popping the bicep there.
Does mine kind of look like?
Man, if you don't look anything like
it. Does my bicep kind of look like?
No, not at all. Roy Jones Jr. at 51, that bicep, there's not fat on him. I mean, that's.
At 51.
At 51. Look at it. You tell me if your bicep looks anything like that.
Oh, no.
No. At least you're honest. At least you're honest. It's incredible.
Ding, ding.
Ding, ding. I mean, it's on. I like it. Why not? Go in there and do it. I'm just saying, man. If you remember back in the day what it was like, it was just, oof. It's a whole different level, man. Whole different level. So, Roy Jones Jr. and Mike Tyson. Exhibition match coming up in September, September 12th. There'll be a 10-part docuseries. So, 54-year-old Mike, 51-year-old Roy Jones. What do you got now?
So, we got an update on Twitter about the NFL face mask.
Okay.
It's almost like a little diagram.
Mm-hmm.
Update on the face shields the NFL developed with Oakley to prevent the spread of COVID. The expectation is they will be recommended but not required for players.
Recommended like a comrade. I highly recommend you wear this.
You better or...
exactly. You don't want the disease to
life's
come gonna
into be,
you.
Life's going to be hell for the next couple months. Mm-hmm. A source informed of talks between the NFL and NFLPA says... The league has been pushing for them to be worn by all.
Yeah.
So, comrade.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, Joey understands how this goes. It could be one of those, well, if you do not choose to wear a mask, be a real shame that you have to constantly have drug tests every day and COVID tests every day, twice a day. Real shame. That would make me comply. Every day, drug test. Every day, COVID test. Very uncomfortable. Every day. How about thrice a day? Oh, you wear shield. You good. No drug test.
Three times a day. One in the morning, one in the evening, and one at night.
Yeah. Now I'm not wearing that. Great. They don't even get to like the parking. They don't even get to the light right there by Sonic and Winn-Dixie out the Saints camp. Boop, boop. What? Speeding? I just got out the parking lot. Little things like that all of a sudden start happening. You know?
Commissioner said get used to it.
Yeah, you know. We're trying to make a safer environment around practice. Speed traps. It's a thing to make you safer. The NFL has ways to make you comply, Jordan. Don't be fooled. There's ways.
Oh, I know.
There's ways to make you comply. You know? You wouldn't want to, I don't know, you're... It'd be a real shame if that debit card just didn't work when you were at the grocery store or something. You don't have to eat. Access denied. What happened? Somebody got my account number? How did that happen? Too bad.
The NFL, people that run the NFL aren't,
I'm just saying. I mean, you know, just,
everything that glitters isn't gold.
Anytime I hear highly recommend, it's like voluntary workouts, right? I mean, it's highly recommend in the same neighborhood and family of, oh, these are voluntary workouts. As in, we'll see you here soon. Like now. Hour one in the books has been brought to you by the King Firm. Don't play the game of claims with insurance companies. If you've been injured in an accident, ring the King, 504-909-KING. A little more Pell Sound from last night's scrimmage. More of your thoughts, Dr. Holly McKenna, and also Schmidt Dua next hour. It's the home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans.